So I kind of decoded something big, and I'm not sure if you can hear what I'm going to say or I can explain it too well, but I'll try. So every story that you read in the Bible, or really watch any movie or any story that you read, is happening. Not only is it happening right now, but it's also happening in an expanse of time. And here's what made me think of it. I was talking to somebody and giving them a Uber ride, and the guy was from the East, you know, some in Pakistan or something. He said, "Well, you know the story of Moses." He said, "I don't believe it happened instantaneous. I believe it happened in a longer time frame. I don't believe it happened in one day." And I said, "Well," I said, "if you think about it, irregardless, because I believe it happened in one day, because the troops had to, I mean, the troops were swallowed up." I wasn't even going to argue with him, because, you know, you don't argue with your customer. But anyway, I said, you could look at it this way. You could look at it as that story's happening now, right in front of you. You just have to collapse the wave function to see it. He seemed to understand what I was saying. But here's the conclusion I came to talking to the dude about his perspective. So the story of Moses parting the Red Sea is happening in your life right now if you collapse the wave function. And not only does it happen on a daily basis, but it happens over a period of time. In other words, and notice the word period. Period goes back to the woman having a cycle, right? So a cycle of time, that story's happening. So let's say you're trying to pay off a debt. And so God has made a way of escape. He's given you a job and a part-time job or whatever whatever situation you're in. Gives you a raise or whatever. And so he parts the Red Sea by giving you a raise, and then it might take you a year to pay off that debt or whatever, a year and a half, whatever. So the Red Sea is being parted over a year and a half. And so this is true with every story, every situation, everything that you're in. This is the truth. When you read a story in the Bible or you watch a movie, if you look out in front of you, there's somebody or something in your world where it's happening. You just have to look at the object lesson. So all object lessons are happening right now in front of you all the time. And these object lessons are storylines based on the scripture, because it points back to deep spiritual truth, because the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and his word is forever written in heaven. So the word was written, and you're just playing it out day by day, each day. And so whatever your goal is in life, whatever it is, let's say you are trying to get free. Let's say you're trying to get free from a Jezebel or a narcissist. Well, you're already free because you woke up to it. So you say, "Oh, I'm yoked up with a narcissistic psychopath." So by the fact that you saw it, you're free. So now it's just a process of becoming free, more free, and more free. The fact that you saw it, you're free. The fact that you can see to the other side, you're free. And so whatever wave function you want to collapse, that story is there. The story's already playing out in front of you all the time, but your mind, your consciousness, is not able to see it yet until you see it. You can't see it until you see it. Let's say you were raised around a bunch of abusers, you know. But to you, that was normal. You thought that was normal. Until you see that it's not normal, then you're free and say, okay, I'm gonna cut these people off because it's abnormal, the way they talk, the way they think. Let's say you were raised around a bunch of people who never invested. And you see, well, wait a minute, investing is really what life is about. Because when you invest, it actually changes your mindset. Because if you're investing in a company that's helping people, you're helping people. You might not be able to start a $1 million company, but you can invest in a company, a $1 million company, that's helping other people. And so once you see, well, hey, I need to invest, you're free. Once you see that you need to invest, you become an investor. Now, have you started investing yet? No, you just have to start applying it, applying the knowledge that you know. And so the freedom is already there. The investing's already there. You just got to step into it. And so once you see past the issue, the fake storyline, the false storyline, you've already entered into that freedom. The parting of the Red Sea, you just haven't entered it yet. I mean, you just haven't started stepping into it yet. But once you see it, you already know the way out. In other words, if you're going to work and there's a roadblock and you say, I gotta go around this roadblock, how do I go around it? And then once you see the way around it, you see it, and then you step into it by faith. So once you see it, it's actually already happened because the solution's right in front of you. And when you wake up to it, you no longer believe the lies, and you just step into it by faith, and then you start walking it out. You can say birthing it out or whatever you want to say. Working it out, because the word work goes back to labor. And so the woman labors in birth pains. Apostle Paul said, I labor in birth pains till Christ be formed in you. So the faith of whatever storyline that you're trying to step into, you first have to see your way through it, and then you step into it. I hope that makes sense. So as I was talking to this dude, it just hit me like a ton of bricks that I don't care if it's Noah passes through to the other side on the ship. I don't care if it's Moses going through the Red Sea. I don't care if it's Elijah healing somebody, or Elijah healing somebody. I don't care if it's John the Baptist saying, behold, the Lamb of God. They see a way in their mind's eye, and then they'd step into it. And that tells you right there that you look out over the sea to see, and what is the sea? It's a bunch of waves. You see a lot of waves on the sea, so there's your wave function. And that's probably why it's called a sea, S-E-A, it's the same phonics as sea. So you see all the wave function, and you step into the solution to collapse the wave function. It's kind of like you see all these waves, you take your surfboard, and you stand on your surfboard, and you get back to the shore. And so you're out there floating on a surfboard, and you say, well, wait a minute, if I stand on this surfboard, I could catch a wave and go back to the shoreline faster. So you collapse the wave function, catch the wave, and start to flow. And so no matter what story, it could be a movie, it could be a song, it could be anything. So you hear that inspirational story, and you step into that wave function. You collapse the wave function, stepped into the wave, and create your little story inside the bigger story. There's no story outside of your story. Your story is not outside the whole story. In other words, there's nothing new under the sun, but you find a storyline that vibrates with you or vibes with you, and you step into it, and you create your own little storyline inside the bigger storyline. And that's the good thing about all possibilities in Christ, because everybody has different gifts. And when you really step into it and you really start meditating on what's going on, everybody's in the same creation, but everybody's living out a different story. And I told another writer this, and it all fits together. This is how all the puzzle pieces fit together. I told her, I said, you and I are in this same city, but we're playing out two different lives. And so your face and my face, we're interfaced. It's kind of like a computer. You interface with somebody else, but they live a different life than you. So the interface is face to face. And so we cross paths with rideshare, but you're living a different life than I am. I'm living a different life than you are, but we're still in the same city. We're in the same town. We're in the same environment. We're in the same reality, but we're living two different realities within the same reality. And there's somebody over there probably living a similar reality, but because all possibilities are out there, there's so many different possibilities. But there are some common denominators that you can never escape. And so, how would I title this message? I guess I would say every story is playing out in life right in front of you. You just have to collapse the wave function. All stories are playing out. It's just which wave function you collapse. I'm trying to break it down to a shortest version. All stories, all biblical stories, all written stories, all scripts, are playing out right in front of you. It's just a choice of which script you want to collapse into the wave function or the reality that you are in. Are there limitations? Yes and no. There's some limitations, but there's also unlimited possibilities. There's some health limitations and all that, but even that is not even true. I mean, there's limitations in the physical, what you can actually do, but it's unlimited, you know. And to say this before the internet, and to say this before cell phones, to say this before computers, it would probably sound crazy, but the fact that you can reach millions of people all over the world at one time, then that tells you that all possibilities are out there, whichever storyline you want, you just have to collapse the wave function. Hope that makes sense. Hope that makes sense.